Welcome. This is Eddie Hyatt. I am your host and teacher for the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Glad you joined me today. Continuing our exciting study of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Today we're going to look at chapter 9. And in chapter 9, the theme is going to be found in verses. We'll read verses. Let's read verses 12 through 14. The better sacrifice. And better is not adequate. It's far better. This is the point that the writer is making to his audience, that what they have in Jesus Christ is far better than what they had under the law and under the old covenant and in Judaism. And so verse 12 says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place, once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? We could call our theme the superior sacrifice of the Messiah. And as we enter chapter 9, the writer of Hebrews sets the stage by giving us a picture of the Old Testament tabernacle or temple. There was the outer court where everybody could come, and they brought their sacrifices for the priest to offer up to God. Then there was the sanctuary, the holy place it was called, where only the priest could go. But then there was the inner sanctuary, the most holy place, the Holy of Holies, it was also called, where the only piece of furniture was the Ark of the Covenant, containing, and he points out the things that were there with it, containing the stone tablets of the law that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. There was also Aaron's rod that budded. But into this Holy of Holies, only the high priest could enter once a year with a blood offering, which he offered up for the sins of all the people. So let's read about that. This is in chapter 9, verse 7. But into the second part, talking about the innermost sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. In other words, that thick curtain that divided the Holy of Holies, where God's presence was said to dwell, it was where the Shekinah glory dwelt. There was a very heavy curtain, which the Jewish historian Josephus said it was so thick that two oxen could not rip it apart. But yet, when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible tells us, the gospel writers tell us, that curtain was ripped from the top to the bottom, which was a supernatural act of God showing that now the way has been opened into my presence. The way could not be opened by the bulls of goats and sheep and animals. The high priest had to keep going in there every year, year after year. And that heavy curtain was there. And it was a fearful thing for anyone to even think of intruding into that area. But again, when Jesus died on the cross, here was the ultimate sacrifice. Here was the sacrifice of all sacrifices. Here was the fulfillment, the sacrifice of the Messiah himself shedding his own blood. And that thick curtain was ripped apart, ripped open from the top to the bottom, signifying, hey, the way is now made open. You can now come into my presence through the shed blood of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ. The way is now open. My friends, isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful salvation we have. Now, if I may skip over to chapter 10, that very statement is made in chapter 10 about that the way now being made open by the blood of Jesus. Let me just go over and see. Yeah, verse 19 of chapter 10 says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, we can now enter into the presence of an infinite, blameless, pure, blazing, holy God. You know, when we're allowed glimpses into heaven, Isaiah described the throne of God, and John described the throne of God. And you know what the creatures, the characteristic of God that makes such an overwhelming impression on the inhabitants of heaven? In both that Old Testament description and New Testament description, one of Isaiah, the other John, these creatures around the throne day and night are crying out, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Oh, what a fearful thing, apart from the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Messiah, our Lord. But now the way has been opened, the veil has been ripped, and we can come boldly into his presence. This is what chapter 9 is all about. So let me just close by reading some of the final verses. It says, we'll start at verse 22. It says, and according to the law, almost all things according to the law are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. Therefore it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands. No, he didn't go to that physical temple, Herod's temple, that was there in Jerusalem, where the sacrifices were still being offered at the time of Jesus and where the high priest was going in once a year. But he entered into the very thing that these were merely a type and shadow of. He took his blood into the very presence of God and made sacrifice and brought about remission for our sins. Verse 25 says, not that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once, at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for people to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ, the Messiah, was offered once to bear the sins of many. And to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. In other words, he's coming back again, not to die again, but to bring about the full consummation of our redemption. But already the way has been made into the presence of God for anyone who will come to receive remission of sins through faith in the Messiah Jesus, to receive remission of sins and to come into the presence of a holy God. And I will close by repeating Hebrews 4:16 once again. Seeing then that we have such a high priest that is passed into the heavens, even Jesus, the Son of God. And let me just throw in what we've learned here in 10, who also has sacrificed himself as the fulfillment of all of those Old Testament sacrifices. And by the way, the tabernacle, the temple, the Old Testament tabernacle and temple, it was a bloody and gory place because they offered up sacrifices every day. There was a regular morning sacrifice and evening sacrifice, and then sacrifices of the people, you know, Thanksgiving offerings and praise offerings and transgression offerings for sins. And so it was a bloody, gory place. And I want you to know that the cross was a bloody and gory event. But it was the ultimate sacrifice that fulfilled every other sacrifice, that opened the way for you and I to come into the presence of God. Therefore, as the writer said in Hebrews 4:16, let us come boldly. It is such an incredible sacrifice that we're invited to come boldly. Under that old covenant, they dared not go behind that curtain. Only the high priest once a year with a blood sacrificial offering. But now we are invited in this new and better covenant to come boldly into the presence of God, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What an incredible, wonderful thing Almighty God has provided for the human race. This is truly good news. And it's here. It's available for all who will come, turn to God, and put their faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm so glad you're joining me for these episodes in Hebrews. What a wonderful salvation is revealed for us in this letter. Check out my website, our website, eddiehyatt.com. There's all kinds of contact information there, all kinds of resources that will be a blessing to you. And if you'd like to be on our weekly mailer, send me an email saying that you'd like to receive our newsletter, and we'll put you on our list. And if you'd like to give an offering to bless Hyde International Ministries and also God's Word to Women, which are our sister organizations, which we lead, there is information there how you can do that. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.